Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, you know how you guys put me on the social dilemma because y'all were like, we saw this, and we saw this person, and then I went and watched it because I'm like, I fell into the trap.
Right.
Well, this is kind of that same thing where I saw a blogger that was writing about going natural with the no deodorant type thing, like because of the chemicals that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were recommending it because of a book that they had read, and so it ended up going into a wormhole, but I didn't know. Apparently that this wasn't even an option because I've always been a deodorant wearer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't think natural was a thing, but this says there's an important role that smells and pheromones come in finding the opposite sex. Each person has their own unique odor print.
Yeah.
And it reveals that it's something about your immune system and your genetics or whatever. So this girl figured out that if her boyfriend and her were genetically and sexually compatible, then he would love her natural smell. So she stopped wearing deodorant, and it's been years since she's been wearing it. And she said she hasn't had any complaints. For the most part, they tell me they love the way I smell, as long as I'm making sure that I stay clean. Once in a while, my boyfriend will gently remind me, hey, you know,
get a little musty.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, and she does make an exception when she does have some sort of need where maybe it's a hotter day. She uses organic lavender spray.
She must not live in Florida because it is.
Is that
hot
is this? Can you be this natural in Florida? Like, can you not wear deodorant in the sun, in the heat that we go through?
There's no way. There's no way. Just get it into your car, you're going to break a sweat. Like, nah, you need to.
There's more natural deodorants if she's afraid of like any aluminum or anything that's in there.
This thing says research shows that most people overestimate how much they smell. Some people don't actually smell at all. There's a way that you can tell. You can do it the old-fashioned way by asking a trusted friend, like, "Hey, you know, am I loud? You know, whatever." Or you can use the scientific way, which is your earwax.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
They said there are two types of earwax in this report, white and flaky or dark and sticky.
Yeah.
If it's dark and sticky, it's told by a simple gene called the ABCC11 gene. Ugh. And people with dark and sticky earwax carry that gene. And so they're more likely to produce a chemical that is an odor-causing bacteria that feeds on that. So if you are in your ear and it's white and flaky, you're not carrying that gene, so you won't be as pungent.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
So if you
I've learned.
Dark earwax.
I've learned today.
Do you wear deodorant?
The darker your earwax, you stank?
Yeah. You have the gene that stinks.
Okay.
I feel like everybody kind of gets that a little bit. Like if you don't clean your ears.
That's the gene. Hey, listen, I didn't write it.
Not earwax in general, just like the...
Yeah, just the texture of it.
The color of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's playing with their earwax like that?
I mean, I think it's if you're getting some info from it, you might.
So your degree. You're degree, not Old Spice?
I turn up when you turn up.
Okay. I wear degree too. Dobby, what do you wear?
I think it's like... I don't know, speed stick.
I think it's light.
I know enough
childhood conversations where somebody's like, "Oh, I made out with a girl once at my grandmother's." Like that means you lying.
I just didn't know. It's speed stick.
That's for teenagers.
Yeah.
You haven't upgraded. That's what you first buy.
You might need some better deodorant in your life.
What do you use?
Do you guys ever
agree?
There's a hierarchy of deodorant?
Yes.
Yeah, as you mature.
Degree is up top.
Yeah, I like degree.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a little powder fresh to it.
I don't like the powder.
Okay. No, it smells like baby powder is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Tom's not wearing any deodorant.
Nah.
It's better than speed stick.
No, it's not.
This is my freshman gym.
Should I test Dobby to see if he's wearing any deodorant?
No. Well, yes, absolutely. You should, Meredith. Right. I think you should go under his underarm.
Get away from me.
Yeah. I think you should. She just wants to sniff your underarm, dog. She in that fetish stuff. You know how she is.
Raise your arm.
What is that? What is ooh?
It doesn't smell bad. It's just hot.
Y'all might not believe this, but Meredith really just did go around the table and went over there and put her nose in the Davi's underarm pit.
Yeah, he doesn't stank. Like, it's just a, you know, like the warmth of someone's hot breath.
What?
She said your underarm don't stink. It's just hot. Listen, people are texting saying they've gone natural. They've been living in Florida, and I am Block Mason, and I haven't worn deodorant in over 5 years. I don't have any body odor whatsoever, and I also don't have any salt in my system.
What?
Yeah.
No salt? You don't eat any salt? That's weird.
That, I'm just saying. There's people that are on it.
At the 813, I love the smell of my woman's underarms when I lay and cuddle up with her at night. It's a big turn on. Not too musty, just the natural smell.
Now, see, that's what they say. That's the pheromones right there. That's if you found your right partner, your natural smell, not your covered up smell with all of that like extra sprays and stuff. But your actual essence is going to turn your partner on if they're the right one.
Fresh out of the shower. Yeah, that's great. But the second I step outside, and of course it's 90 degrees or something, I just start sweating. I do.
Yeah, but that's your natural scent.
But that's not attractive.
Anthony, smell that natural scent and be like, baby.
No, he does not like that.
Hey, baby, you are on one today. I like that right there.
Extra sweaty.
All right, well, y'all can check it out. The book is The Psychology of Physical Attraction. By Veeran Swamy. So you can check that out, and this tell you all about how your smell might set things off.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.